Four members of FONCA say they'll resist all attempts by the former First Lady Nana Akinetuadjimai Jemima Rawlings to destroy the legacy of her husband JJ Rawlings with the formation of a yet-to-be-registered party, the NDP. They have therefore cautioned Nana Akinetuadjimai Jemima Rawlings and the other remaining members of the defunct FONCA to desist from the politics of attrition aimed at destabilizing the NDC or risk being exposed. Addressing a news conference in Accra, the former communications director of FONCA, Adela Kofi, said the task of the leadership and members of the NDC is to preserve the party from either internal or external detractions. This, he said, will enable them to focus on the job of protecting the legacy of Rawlings.
The NDP is a party born out of intolerance, enmity, rancor, bitterness, intolerance or dissension, and then morbid greed for power and machinations. We can tell from the early signals emerging from the camp of the NDP that their main focus will be on the NDC and what they can do to undercut its electoral fortunes. And that is where the NDC grassroots supporters front comes in. Ours is to resist anyone with the sole aim of disorganizing the NDC to satisfy his or her personal inordinate interest. Majority of us here have played major roles in Nana Akinetuadjimai's candidature, and our support for her was based on the fact that she was interested in upholding the legacy that we also believe in. However, events after Sonyani Congress have proven all of us wrong. And since then, the rancor, bitterness, and the attrition against the very political tradition she helped found it became more aggressive than ever before. The issue of the party logo and its ownership is one classic example of politics of attrition that we are talking about.
Former Director of Communications of FONCA and convener of the NDC Grassroots Supporters Front, Stella Kofi.